USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence makes a surprise visit to Iraq, meeting with the president of the Kurdistan region of the country, offering reassurances after the U.S. pulled back troops from northern Syria 2 months ago, leaving the Kurds there vulnerable.
I want to thank you, though, Mr. President, for making time for an important opportunity to discuss the enduring bond that exists between the Kurdish people and the people of the United States of America.
The Vice President also visited U.S. troops and helped serve an early holiday Thanksgiving meal. Pope Francis has started a 3-day trip in Japan. He expressed his love for the country right after he landed. He plans to appeal for a total nuclear disarmament while in Japan and has scheduled a meeting with the victims of the Fukushima nuclear disaster. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Three people were killed when an Amtrak passenger train collided with a vehicle in Jupiter, Florida. The Palm Beach Post reported three passengers were traveling in a vehicle that was struck by a southbound train, all of whom were apparently killed when the car was hit. According to Amtrak, none of the train's 200 passengers were hurt. The track remains closed to train traffic until further notice. A spokesperson for the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said they're not able to confirm the number of people who died. There's a new warning from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention concerning romaine lettuce. Health officials say there's a new food poisoning outbreak involving E. coli bacteria, and they're telling consumers to avoid romaine grown in Salinas, California, or just skip that variety entirely if the label doesn't say where it came from. According to the CDC, the romaine E. coli has sickened 40 people in 16 states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A former Fox News anchor makes a big donation to support freedom of the press. Here's USA's Chris Bonds with details.
Shepard Smith, speaking on Thursday night at the Committee to Protect Journalists annual Press Freedom Gala in New York City, announcing he was donating $500,000 to that nonprofit, telling the crowd,
"Intimidation and vilification of the press is now a global phenomenon. We don't have to look far for evidence of that."
Smith's remarks at the event were the first public remarks he'd made since resigning Fox abruptly last month. That gala raised about $2.7 million in total for the nonprofit's mission of defending the rights of journalists around the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Morris Meatpacking has recalled approximately 515,000 pounds of raw pork after an anonymous tip that they were producing products without inspections. The Food and Safety Inspection Service classified the health risk as high. The company, which is based in Maywood, Illinois, produced the raw pork products without federal inspection and outside of inspection hours. The items were produced from November 2017 to November 2019 and distributed to retail locations in Illinois. The products bear establishment number 18267. So far, no adverse reactions have been confirmed yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.